Adonai the Father relates to us through covenants in Hebrew, Berit. Cutting a covenant, a blood covenant, refers to the cutting of animal parts, such as God did when he made his covenant with Abraham in Genesis 15. That covenant was between him and Abraham's descendants, the Jews. The Abrahamic covenant is eternal and includes God's promise of the land of Israel to the Jews. The active blood covenant, which determines spiritual relationship between God and man today, is the Brit Kadoshah, the new covenant. Promised in Jeremiah 31, it was cut through the shedding of Yeshua's blood and death on the cross, thus activating the new covenant, and it provides eternal atonement or salvation. Up until that time, limited year-to-year atonement had been provided through the Mosaic covenant. Also a blood covenant, its blood sacrifice was an animal. It was mediated by the Kohen Gadol, Israel's high priest, who offered the sacrifice on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Today, even though the commands to perform it remain in Scripture, atonement through the Mosaic covenant is inactive, since there is neither a Levitical priesthood nor a temple in which to provide it. The blood of a sacrifice was what God demanded to cover sin. Leviticus 17 says, "For the life of the creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your lives, for it is the blood that makes atonement because of the life." God cannot look upon sin, and the blood of a sacrifice covers it. The new covenant is an eternal covenant mediated by Yeshua, who is not only the sacrifice, but also the officiating priest. Not being from the tribe of Levi, the tribe of Aaron, Yeshua could not be a priest. But as Kohen Gadol, the mediator and high priest of the new covenant, after the order of Melchizedek, his priesthood is not on earth, but in heaven. Because of Yeshua's death at Passover time, we most often think of him as our Passover lamb, and he is. John said of Yeshua, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." But Yeshua also fulfilled Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. The writer of Hebrews describes the Day of Atonement service and then says this, "But when Messiah appeared as Kohen Gadol of the good things that have now come, passing through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, he entered into the holies once for all, not by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption." Yeshua took his own blood into the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle in heaven, and fulfilled Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement for us, but not just for 1 year as in the Mosaic Covenant, but eternally. Each of us who is trusted in our Messiah is a covenant member of the Brit Kadoshah, the New Covenant, but we also become members of Israel, God's covenant nation. Jeremiah 31 says, "Behold, days are coming." It is a declaration of Adonai, "When I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." How do we Gentiles become a part of Israel? We do it by trusting in Yeshua. Shaul Paul explains this for us in Ephesians 2. "Therefore keep in mind that once you Gentiles in the flesh were called uncircumcision by those called circumcision, which is performed on flesh by hand. At that time you were separate from Messiah, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Messiah Yeshua, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of the Messiah." God's Israel is a commonwealth, a nation made up of Gentiles who have trusted Yeshua, Jews who have trusted Yeshua, and all Jews as members of the Abrahamic covenant. When we speak of Judeo-Christianity, we are speaking of this special group which God has put together as the Commonwealth of Israel. We Gentiles have been grafted into Israel, a part of God's eternal plan, which Shaul in Ephesians 3 calls the mystery of the gospel. This mystery is that the Gentiles are joint heirs and fellow members of the same body and co-sharers of the promise in Messiah Yeshua through the good news. Until next time, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be upon you, God's peace.